Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, hello, hello, and hello to you. So wonderful to be with you today. This is the DL Link Show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination here on 101.9 High FM. Of course, for those of you who have just joined us for the very first time, welcome to the show. And if you don't know anything about the DL Link, well, you've been missing out. It is a phenomenal organization that works within this community and beyond. It was founded all the way back in 2010 by Michelle Goodman and Jackie Artsula, and really just finding that space where cancer warriors and their family can go to be held in a way that it's very difficult for people to hold you in that space and to feel that you can relax and there are people who can understand your journey and really just creating this nurturing safe space. And that's what the DL Link does. And so every week we get to speak to phenomenal warriors. We hear stories, we hear from experts, and hopefully you walk away with more knowledge, more empathy, more understanding, more growth. And that really is what this show is all about. And so today we have really a fabulous show lined up for you. We have such an amazing warrior on the show today, Madeline Nell, who's also written a book called The Lazy Vegan. You know, we very, very often talk about plant-based diets, and some people hesitate because they think, oh my goodness, what am I going to cook and how am I going to taste it, make it taste good? Well, Madeline covers all of that because that was her aim, and there's such a beautiful energy in her purpose behind the book and her love for cooking and sharing her love of life and feeding people and herself. So Madeline will be talking, joining us in a moment. And then we're going to be chatting with Stacey Lewis. And Stacey is a physiotherapist. She's also been on a very interesting journey, and she's found much healing and therapy and rehabilitation in the water. Aqua aerobics, aquatic therapy. And Stacey is going to be sharing her journey and talking about aquatic therapy and rehabilitation a little bit later. Also with the stress or emphasis being on using it while you are going for treatment and how it can support you. So that's what you have to look forward to on the show today. And also just a reminder that if for any reason you miss part of the show and you're thinking, oh my goodness, when am I going to listen to it? Well, the good news is you just need to go to the High FM website. And from tomorrow, this show will be on the website. You just go to the podcasts and you just look for the DL Link and look for the date and the show will pop up. So it'll be there for you. So let's get going. I'm holding such a lovely recipe book in my hands. It's called The Lazy Vegan by Madeline Nell. And I love this, comfort food favorites, veganized. So over 50 plant-based recipes. And I've got to tell you, I've been through this book. I am a vegetarian. So I was looking at it from a point of view of a vegetarian, possibly becoming a vegan. And I want to tell you that they are the most delicious and yes, comforting recipes. So Madeline, welcome. It is so lovely to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Nikki. And thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure and an honor to sit here with you this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's an honor to have you. And thank you for sending the recipe book so I could get an idea of what this book is all about. And I know that you've been a vegan for 10 years. And I know that you are on a cancer journey. You've been on a journey. I know that a new journey has begun for you. But I think before we get to that, Madeline, let's just talk about this idea that you started to change your diet a long time ago when you started to have issues around digestion and you really felt an improvement. Because I think that many people seem to be becoming more and more intolerant of certain foods. And you know, we kind of live with this discomfort, which is what you did until you no longer did. So perhaps you can just take us back before you became a vegan and how you got into that.
No, I started having terrible cramps and bloating and all things not nice. So I was trying my best to look for answers because I didn't want to live like this. I went through every single diet there was, sugar-free, banting, Mediterranean. Nothing was working for me. And one day I thought to myself, let's start the elimination diet. So I started with rice, cutting everything out. And I eventually realized that some things are hurting me. And unfortunately, or fortunately for me, one of those things was meat. And I cut that out. And I immediately started feeling so much better. I mean, my husband commented and he said, you know, he can see the glow coming back. I was like, okay, this is it. I'm going to keep on with this. And that was the beginning of my journey. That's where I started.
Amazing. I mean, I'm just thinking about this elimination diet because, wow, I mean, that's a long road. If you started off with rice and then, so what do? You eliminate something for what? Is it 2 weeks and then you assess how you're feeling?
I can't specifically remember how long I did the eliminating of each food.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. I think it was two or three weeks. Yes, okay. I started with just rice and then added something like mushrooms and then maybe apples. So it can take months, if not years, to find out actually what's going on. But I was so desperate.
And amazing that, you know, it was meat. Meat was one of them, and that there was such a different a difference for you. I mean, that it was for you, it was toxic. So that meant, were you a big meat eater before that, Madeline? Did you eat a lot of meat?
I grew up in an Afrikaans household, so yes, I was. You know, that's how I was growing. My parents taught me, my grandparents taught me. I didn't know anything else. But I really wanted to get healthy so quickly, and that drive was just in me that I gave it up overnight. And I know a lot of people can't do it overnight.
I've been a vegetarian. I think it's 26 years now. And I must tell you, I was a big meat eater before. So for me, it wasn't because I felt uncomfortable. It was, for humanitarian reasons. And it was very hard for me because I just gave it up. And for me, it was very, very difficult. And physically and emotionally, it was difficult. I mean, all these years later, I'm very happy with that. So what made you extend it and become a vegan? Because a vegan, for those people who don't know, there's a difference. A vegetarian, you're eliminating fish, meat, chicken, but you possibly still eat dairy and maybe eggs. So you do still have animal products. Whereas when you're a vegan, there are no animal products whatsoever. So that becomes far more challenging. What made you take it to the vegan level?
Yes, so I've been allergic to dairy my whole life. So that wasn't a problem for me. I have not had any dairy, and you know, that was a no-brainer. And eggs I never loved, so I just didn't worry about that.
Wow, okay. So as soon as you gave up meat, you were ostensibly a vegan?
Yes, basically.
Okay. And you know, when you write in the book, you say that all those years ago, soy milk wasn't available. So many products that we now have on our shelves, that we just walk past and we've got everything, you know, we've got all these dairy-free cheeses and yogurts and all things like that. They weren't around all of those years ago. And for you, you love food, you love cooking. And it was important for you to still be able to have delicious food. So being a vegan didn't mean you didn't eat well. And you started to experiment, you used your family, and then with the encouragement of your husband, you decided to put together all of your recipes, the Lazy Vegan. So I have to ask the question about, you know, the word lazy. So what does that say about you and the recipe book?
No, there's so many recipe books out there that is so long and they have 20 plus ingredients. And
yes,
I don't like that for myself. I don't like being in the kitchen for hours on end, but I still like to eat well and I still like delicious food. I want it to taste so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the lazy comes in. So it's not just throw around recipes. Everyone is crafted with care, but the lazy is more in that it doesn't really take you more than half an hour,
yeah,
which a lot of that is cooking time.
I love that. You know, I used to look at a recipe book and I was always attracted to it. And now I'm kind of like you. I like look for where there's less work and less effort. So I love that that was the reason it's the lazy vegan. And let's talk about access to ingredients. So as you had mentioned and I had mentioned, you know, there are a lot more ingredients available. Do you have to go hunting? Is it difficult to find it in order to find the right ingredients to have a plant-based diet and specifically follow your recipes?
These days, no. If you have a Dis-Chem and a Woolies close to you, you're fine. I mean, I think the most difficult ingredients to find in my book is nutritional yeast and tofu. And that you can find anywhere these days. Even if you have a Chinese supermarket, they make the most delicious fresh tofu. You just have to go ask and they will take it out of the fridges for you.
Wow, okay. In the book I was looking at, you know, you've got all of this background around being a vegan, is it healthy, myths and misconceptions, grocery stores, where to get things, things that you can buy. And you've just mentioned this nutritional yeast.
Yeah.
What is nutritional yeast and how do you use it in your recipes?
Okay, I don't know the chemistry behind it.
Yeah.
But what I know is that it is a deactivated yeast that is put into a B12 growth medium. I'm not sure. I can be totally wrong here.
Yeah.
But it's full of B12 nutrients.
Yeah.
And so it has a distinct nutty flavor.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And
all right.
You'll see in my book there's a mac and cheese recipe.
Yes.
And I use nutritional yeast in that recipe and it gives you that slight cheesy flavor.
Mm,
so that okay. is really good. I put it on everything, pasta, salad. You don't have to cook it. You can just eat it like that. I also have a recipe for like a Parmesan cheese that I make with nuts and some other things, but also nutritional yeast that you can sprinkle on top.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, it's so clever the way you've used all the different recipes. I love that you've got a bread and butter pudding. And of course, there's no butter inside, you know, as you say, a mac and cheese. I mean, who doesn't love mac and cheese? And you would think as a vegan, there's no way you can have mac and cheese. So you have found a way around still, so it's not just salads and like food where you feel like you're eating such different food. You're saying eat what everyone else is eating. You're just going to prepare it differently and use different ingredients, which.
Yeah, I mean, there is salads in the book, but it's comfy salads. It's so
it is all comfy.
Enjoy even on a winter's night when it's cold.
Oh, absolutely yeah. Delicious. I couldn't get over tofu scrambled. I mean, when I look at the picture, it looks exactly like scrambled eggs, but it's tofu. And so that's the kind of thing that you've done. But we'll come back to it because I think that very often when it comes to plant-based food, I think that there are people who perhaps, Madeline, are interested, but they don't know how to, you know, make the right food, what to combine and eating so differently to other people can sometimes be a little bit off-putting. So I kind of think that this this recipe book finds it so important, right? We get people to say you can eat all of these delicious foods. But we're going to come back to the book, because of course, while you, I think it was just before you started or while you started writing the book, I think if we go back to when COVID first started, you were diagnosed with cancer.
Yes, I just started, or no, I was diagnosed in May of 2020. Lockdown just hit us. And so that was nice for me. I didn't have to see people. I didn't have to worry about that because I was very a big germaphobe at that moment. I didn't know what to do. And then I didn't know what to eat, how to go about it, you know, because it's cancer. It's a whole different thing. And luckily, my mom was here with me and we started writing recipes down. She had a little book. And that's when I told my husband, I do want to do this eventually. I just want to feel a bit better.
Yeah.
And then the second time around, my symptoms wasn't as harsh. And I had a bit more energy. And I told him, I'm going to do it now because I really want to put this book out there. And I luckily had a great team behind me and people helping me and pushing me forward. And eventually I put this book out. And I know it's not perfect because I was in the midst of a big battle. But that is what's making it so special to me now.
Melin, we're going to take a break. Let's come back. Let's unpack that journey. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the show, the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. Our guest is Madeline Nell. Madeline is an author of a wonderful recipe book called The Lazy Vegan, and this is all about plant-based food. But when you page through this recipe book, you're going to notice that all your favorite recipes, like the comfort foods, I mean, I've just looked at the mac cheese and the babuti and the cottage pie and scrambled eggs and bread and butter pudding, like all those delicious things that you don't think as a vegan you can have access to. Madeline has found a way of creating these healthy, plant-based, delicious recipes. Madeline is also a cancer warrior. She has been on the journey since being diagnosed right at the start of COVID, and you know, that juggling all of that while creating this recipe book, as you said, Madeline, the first, because you've had two cancer battles, the first one where your mom did lots of cooking and the second one where you started to, you know, cook and try things out, and then of course getting this book together. But of course, you shared with me today that you've just recently found out that the cancer's returned.
That is correct. Yes, 2 days ago I was given the news, and I'm still processing.
Yeah, I know. You know, as I was saying to you just before we came on air, I was reading up all about you, and you were saying, you know, a year and a half free of cancer, and now just to find out that it's back. And so there's another mountain to climb, and I'm just wondering how you're feeling about that.
I'm actually still trying to figure that out for myself.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit angry that this is back, because I didn't want to go through this again, but I will persevere and I'll push through again. I'll make it out on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let cancer get me. You know, I don't want
to. It's hard. It's so hard to, you know, express that on a show with me. But what I do want to say to you, Madeline, is that you're not alone.
Thank you.
And you know, so many people who listen to this show and come on the show are people who have been on the journey. And while our journey is so individual and so unique, you know, we get to speak to warriors who have had cancer returns. They have this shift in life because of it. And everyone comes on the show, and we just want to create a space where you feel that, you're not alone. We hold you and we all understand, and this journey is such an individual journey, but we're all on this path, right, of life. And so we're all listening to you with so much love in our hearts. I really, really want you to know that there are so many people who are listening right now, all on their own journeys, who are just extending lots of love and holding the space for you. As the next journey begins. So I'm going to put that there, Madeline, but I want to just continue talking about this amazing recipe book, this creation, because one of the things that really impacted me when I read it was your beautiful energy and your intention behind it. And the amazing outlook that you have, and you may not be feeling that right now.
Yeah.
You may be feeling exhausted because you've had two battles and the other one is here, right? But you wrote this for a reason. And I really, in your words, I'd love you to share with our audience what drives you and what your passion is when it comes to this.
Well, thank you first for the kind words, Nikki. I do appreciate that. And I can feel the love right here where I'm sitting. My intention behind the book was for people to realize they're not alone. There is someone who did go through what they're going through now. I'm sure you saw all the tips I put in there, and I really wanted to share my own journey and what I've learned. And what I wanted just really also want people to know is that there's always someone that is there that they can talk to, or them is just sometimes it takes a little bit of effort just to get to that person, but people will listen and it's gonna be okay, and you must just do what is right for your body. But you'll be okay in the end.
Yeah. And I hope you're going to take this interview, and I hope you're going to listen back to those words, because those words are for you as well as everyone else.
I'm going to do that.
That's beautiful, Madeline. Your husband is such a huge support. He has carried you every step of the way with the release of, he's like, at last, this book is out. And you talk about the importance of connection and people. Those people that have helped you on the journey and with this recipe book. Is there anything you wanted to say about that?
I'm so lucky to have him with me and by my side. I don't know how I would have done it without him, because he's been such a big support to me, making sure that I don't feel alone, and that has carried me through so much.
Mm. So, Madeline, when was this beautiful book first released, and how is it doing? What has the response to this wonderful lazy vegan with all the comfort foods? What has the response been like?
The response initially was really good, and then it tapered down.
But like anything in life, right?
But that is probably my fault. I just dove into a new project as soon as I was better. But this book will also always have a special place in my heart.
So where can people get it, Madeline? How can people get their hands on the Lazy Vegan?
I can be contacted directly on Facebook as the Lazy Vegan Cookbook. I'm on Instagram, The Lazy Vegan.
Yes.
On my website, www.thelazyvegan.co.za.
Okay.
They can just send me a private message and I will respond as soon as I can, or through my website, it can be ordered. It's on sale at the moment. It's available on ebook and softcover.
Okay. Wonderful. Just thinking about such a lovely gift, and it's beautiful. I mean, as I said, I've looked through it. I've had my mouth watering. Like, just can't believe that some of the recipes are vegan. I mean, I'm just looking at this. Yeah, this delicious chocolate fudge brownie cake with yummy coconut cream frosting.
And that cake is delicious.
Oh, it looks so delicious. I mean, it all looks so delicious. So you certainly aren't holding back when you are just eating a plant-based diet. So Madeline, I'm so grateful that you came onto the show today. You know, 2 days after this bombshell, really, news that you received. So it's so brave of you to come on and to still be interviewed and to be brave enough to share it with us. And we all wish you a speedy journey and good vital health. And on the other side of the journey, may there be more books and more wonderful things. And we really do send our love to you. Is there anything you wanted to say before we say goodbye?
Just for people to know they're not alone and that it's easier than you think. That's it.
Thank you, Madeline.
And then thank you to you for having me on here today. It was so special talking to you, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And thank you so much for coming. Enjoy the festive season. God bless. Go well.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks, Madeline. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. So that was Madeline Nell, and really just very emotional. You know, we speak to so many warriors and we get to dip into their journeys. And very often, you know, the journey is they're in the middle of it or they already through it. And, you know, to hear Madeline just 2 days ago being told that this is the third time she's been diagnosed. And that's, wow, really, for her to come on, we feel it and we hold it in our hearts and we only send prayers and healing her way. But going back to the very important discussion being the recipe book. So if you are vegan and if you are looking for delicious food, perhaps the Lazy Vegan recipe book is for you. So it's very easy to find it because it's just the Lazy Vegan, right? So go onto Facebook, go onto Instagram, look at the website, The Lazy Vegan, get in touch with her. Delicious, delicious recipes. As she says, comfort food favorites, veganized.